Hello.
Hi, my name's Shayla. I'm calling from Emergency Roadside. I was handed over your dispatch for your 2016 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive
Yes.
vehicle. Okay, I just wanted
Yes.
to make sure or confirm the addresses because somehow I'm not able to locate it and it's putting you at an out-of-pocket expense.
Yeah, we're down a dirt road that's not on any map.
Okay.
So it is there. It's between, I guess, if you put in Tanner Road in Google Maps, you'll be able to find it. It's right next door.
It's in Mahone Bay.
The civic address is actually Mader's Cove.
Mater.
Yeah, Maders.
Okay, give me one moment.
Of course.
M-A. Okay, can you spell the city?
Maders. Cove, Cove.
Canada.
Yes.
And that's in Nova Scotia, right?
It is, yep.
Right, so I am able to find 99 Tanner Road in Nova Scotia.
So I've the road right next door. It's a private dirt road.
Okay, let me see if I can look it up on the map. Well, see it from the map. All right, so basically I see Route 3.
Yeah.
And it's called Lighthouse Route.
Yes, that's the main road I'm off of.
Okay, and I see Cove Road, and I see Mater's Cove Road.
We're down farther.
Okay.
It's right next to Tanner Road, within like 100 meters of
Okay,
Tanner
so.
Road, right off Highway 3.
All right, so I go on Highway 3. Do I turn on Tanner Road?
If you're coming from Mahone Bay, it's before Tanner Road. It's a road off of Highway 3.
Okay. So what about Orchard Heights? Am I going the correct way or need to go back the other way?
You need to go back the other way.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you what I see. I see Mason Road, Tanner Road, and it's a street that's called Smeltzer Road.
Yeah, so between
Passing
Tanner
it.
Road and Mason's Road. Mason's Road is quite a bit down, but I'm right next to Tanner Road. See here. Can you see my GPS location of my phone at the moment?
Okay, wait. I know what I could do. Do you have an iPhone?
No, mine's an Android.
Okay. Do you have your latitude and longitude?
That's a good question. How do I figure that out? I should.
Okay, let me see. Let me figure something out quickly. Okay, are you on Google Maps?
I'm on Google Maps at the moment, yes.
Okay, try to locate yourself, your home address. Do you see like a button at the bottom next to your plus sign and your minus sign, and it says like it's giving you permission to locate yourself?
Find me. There we go.
Okay, so once you find yourself, click on, I guess, the address.
After Orchard Heights, maybe or Tanner Road on the same
Does
track.
anyone in the house have an iPhone?
No, unfortunately. I'm looking for my longitude and latitude number. Like, where exactly am I located, honey? That's what I'm looking for.
Let's see how to see. Longitude. Latitude on Google Maps. Phone. Okay. Are you able to? Okay, did it pinpoint where you were?
Yes, I'm
Okay.
pinpointed with home.
All right, it says touch and hold the area of the map that isn't labeled, and you will see a red pin appear.
Oh, I did.
And then it says you'll see the coordinates in the search box at the top.
I've got it right here. So it's 44.426162.
Okay.
Yep. 44.426168.
Okay.
-64.3498990.
Okay. So 3498 or
3489900.
All right, I'm going to repeat everything back to you. That's 44.426168.
Yep.
-64.3489990.
Yes.
Okay, so it's pinpointed 26 Why Not Road.
That sounds close enough to me.
Okay.
We're four houses on this road. I'm the third one up.
Okay, let's put that in. And that's your residence?
That is my residence.
And then you want to take it to 3154 Robbie Street.
Roby Street, yes.
Roby, okay. And that's the O'Regan's Nissan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and it's still saying if you were to go over, let me see, how would you like to pay? So would it be like Visa or something?
Yes, it'll be Visa.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just place you on a brief hold, okay? And I'll be right back on the line with you.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.